Matthew 27, verses 45 to 56, the death of Jesus. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
The death of Jesus. Oh, what a death. There have been people close to us that have died, that has left a deep sadness in our lives, but the world still moves on. Throughout all of history, it has been like this. Droves of people have died in history, but there is only one that was unique. There is only one death that is like no other. There is only one death in which the world did not simply just move on. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, the Son of God, died. And the world has never been the same since. After 3 hours of darkness during the afternoon, Jesus cries out in a loud voice, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? But let us think of a few things first. Darkness came over the land during the afternoon. If we can just visualize a solar eclipse for a second, where the moon gets between the earth and the sun, and the moon casts a dark shadow over earth that can last as long as 7 minutes. But as for Jesus, who hung on the cross, it became dark for 3 hours. Now, nothing in all of nature can do such a thing. This was supernatural. In fact, nature in all its vastness was now reeling at the very death of Christ, the one who was and is before all of creation, laying hung in darkness because the light of life was being snuffed out. Jesus lay dying. Darkness over the land, separation from the Father, God's wrath being poured out over Jesus, and the fullness of that wrath was God turning away from him, breaking the relationship that Jesus had known for all eternity. None can fathom. The triune God was all one, but now the Son was abandoned. Felt real loneliness, real forsakenness, real judgment. The cry of a son wanting his father. None can fathom. As he lay, he cries out again loudly and says, as it records in Luke 23, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, as he breathes his last. But you and I still breathe. His very last words was putting his full, complete trust in the Father. Even when it looked like he lost control, Christ was in complete control. He knew the exact hour would come. He chose the moment when to willingly give up his spirit and to give it to the Father. As the weight of all mankind's sin was fully consummated on the cross, right at that moment, the death of Jesus. The curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split, the tombs were opened, and many of the saints had risen and showed their faces, no one can fathom. These saints who were dead for a while was now raised to life and restored. This was not normal. But why is this not normal? Because Jesus is supernatural. He is like no other. God loves us when we're absolutely unlovable, when we choose to live like the world revolves around us, when we tell white lies to cover up the truth, our inaction to do righteousness, the anger we hold in our hearts, all of creation, including all mankind, suffers corruption, weakness, pain, sorrow, and have earned the just wrath of God. Sinners don't fully understand. If they did, they would run to it. Saints don't fully appreciate it. If they did, they would live radically different lives. Yet this world and our lives abound with so many gifts of God, and in light of it all, he willingly took the punishment that you and I deserve. He is like no other. The cross is more than something that sits on a church steeple. It's more than an ornament on a living room wall. It's more than a cross dangling around our neck. It is the real, true, and living God that abides in those who God has reconciled to himself. And because of God's great love, he created a way for you and me to be reconciled to him, in spite of our sin, to enter his presence. Death has been conquered over for eternity. There is now no separation between man and God for those who put their trust in Christ. Jesus is the new temple, the new most holy place, with no curtain forbidding us from intimacy with him. When God looks at us, who are his, he sees only the blood, Jesus Christ. If you're a believer in Christ, you have a glorious eternal tomorrow that ought to affect you today. If you are not a believer, I press on that you repent from sin and believe in the person and work of Christ today. Believe that his word promises victory over death and eternal life. We can't just simply move on. Believe on Jesus today, because his death is like no other.